And welcome to another edition of the E-Factor, brought to you by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development. I'm Shan Sheridan, the host of the E-Factor and the CEO of the Chamber and Director of Economic Development in Clinton County. We really like to take this time each and every week to talk about the E-tributes of a community. Yes, the E-tributes, not the attributes, but the E-factor of a community, the engagement, the encouragement, entertainment, education, entrepreneurship, all those things that we believe that are factors in making a successful community. And so thus the E-factor. So glad that you could join us again for another edition. Today we're going to continue to talk about entrepreneurship as we are sitting down with quite an entrepreneur, and I'm out here in the midst of his dream, and that is Caleb Hufford at Hillside Acres, just a little bit west of Rossville and a little north of Frankfort, Indiana, in Clinton County. And Caleb, I am very thankful that you're with us today, and wow, what a beautiful place out here at Hillside Acres.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming out and doing this.
No problem. And when we talk about the E-factor, we talk about entrepreneurism. And I tell you, looking around, you guys have definitely been in the entrepreneurial spirit, because you've taken something that was here for a good while in Skiles Orchard.
Yeah.
And then you decided, instead of letting that die, you're bringing it back with a little bit of a twist. So first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and why you got involved in this.
Okay. So my parents actually bought this property a couple years ago from the Skiles family. And they had decided that they were getting old enough that they were ready to call it quits. And so their family wasn't interested in carrying on this business. And so they decided to sell the property. And at the time, my family didn't have any interest at all in really picking up the whole apple and produce and everything. The plan was, I come from a family of we're corn and soybean, and we have lots of hogs. And so that was kind of the background that I have. And so we didn't know anything about this. We didn't know anything about apple trees. We didn't know anything about a small farmer's market or anything. And so the plan was just to tear the trees out maybe and put some corn or soybeans in. So as we kind of continued with that plan, we had some people from the community come to us and say, you know, say they were a little disappointed that, you know, nobody, the Skiles Market wasn't going to be here anymore. And so we started thinking about how we could bring it back and make it so that, you know, we all have other jobs as well. And so make it so how we can manage it. And so it's still a big part of the community because everybody seems to know about it. So people were mentioning UPIC, and so basically, to make a long story short, there was about 6 acres of trees out here, and we ended up tearing out about two or three hundred trees actually, and we left about an acre and a half of trees, and we decided to do the whole UPIC thing and a seasonal market, open up near the end of the year, and just go from there and see how it takes off. So we kind of started getting the word out, pretty active on Facebook and Instagram, and just trying to see if there's people interested, and just getting little feelers out there, and the interest was there, and so we just decided to go for it. So here we are now. We're 4 weeks into it. So.
This is brand new. I mean, you're just a month in to getting this thing going. And, of course, again, Skiles have been here for a long time. Family, kind of a family name around here in these parts of the country for a long time. A great facility, great location. You decide to make that decision, your family making that decision, instead of just saying, hey, corn and soybean, more production. You're going with produce and,
right,
and looking at more of that farmer's market and that rural market. You know, how are you learning all of this? I mean, have the Skiles come alongside of you? Because this is going to take a learning curve, because most people say, oh, he's a farm kid. But it's a different ball game, isn't it?
When
you're dealing with apples and
completely
pumpkins.
Different than corn or soybeans or even hogs, obviously. So the previous owner, they still live in the area, and I have talked to him quite a bit. He's been extremely helpful. He's getting older, and he's expressed to me that he's really glad that we're taking this over. And I just talked to him the other day, probably for 2 hours, about, you know, some of his records and when he picks certain varieties that are out here. And so he's been super helpful and very encouraging to me. Other than that, what's pretty interesting about this, the markets around here, is we kind of started off, we went to a, every February, the Purdue Extensions has a Hort Congress is what they call it. It's in Indianapolis. And we went to that, and the director of that program, he talked, and they had one day about how to basically grow apples and how all that works. And so we went there still unsure of what we were going to do, and we learned a lot that day. Myself and my brother and dad all went, and we learned a lot, and we came back pretty encouraged that we might be able to actually learn how to grow apples. And another thing, the orchard being here already established helped tremendously, because it's pretty expensive to put in new trees. And so having, you know, especially the name, Skiles Market, and then the trees already established was huge. So then from then on, just by reading, I have a buddy that works at Crop Production Service has been helping me with the sprays, and he's been a tremendous help along the way. He'll come out here and take a look at things and offer his advice or whatever. So that's been a help. And then just going around to different markets and checking them out, we'll go in and we'll start talking to them and tell them what we have going on. And they're super, super helpful. I mean, they'll come out, and we spent probably an hour talking to a little market close to Indianapolis. And they were just excited that we were doing this and just offering all kinds of encouragement and support and telling us where they get products and what to put in the market and maybe what don't sell as good. And so that's been a huge help. And it seems like everybody that we've talked to that does this are just – They're so nice. I mean, it's unbelievable.
When we talk about the E factor of a community, and entrepreneurialism is one of those things, but we got to talk about eating. Everybody needs to eat. Wants to eat. And you're bringing that that back, or keeping that alive here in this area in Clinton County and really in our region. But you bring up a good point. When you're out talking to these other people that would be considered maybe competitors, you're finding that it's more collaborative spirit and more they want to help you succeed. Because I think that that's a key part in all of this, is that unlike some other retail markets or some other competitive markets, it seems like rural produce, farmers markets, these type of markets, there is that desire for all of you to succeed, because it's something that's really good for not just for a community, but really good for the earth. I mean, it's a good business.
Yep, absolutely.
And that is something that you've seen as you've been scouting your competition and talking to other folks.
Absolutely, yeah. And getting into this, I didn't really figure that's how it would be.
I would think they're not going to give you any trade secrets.
Right, but they all are more than willing to open up and talk to us. So that's amazing. And, you know, when you have days that everything's not going right and you talk to somebody like that, it's like, well, this is really cool. You know, there's people that...
So there's some encouragement.
Absolutely.
Because I can't imagine, you know, you coming in, we're sitting in kind of a semi-empty building, a beautiful building, by the way, beautiful place to come out here and pick your pumpkins or your apples and whatever else that you're going to plant. What are some of the other things you're going to have first, so that other folks will know?
So the main thing is apples and pumpkins. We have an acre and a half of apple trees. There's like five or six different varieties, and they come on obviously at different times. And then we have 3 acres of pumpkins right now that'll be you pick, and then some of them are already here in the market for you to come in and grab. We also have other apples that from local orchards that we've went and picked up and brought back in our market, because we obviously don't have all the different varieties. And I kind of want people to come in, and if they have an apple in mind and it's in season, I want them to be able to get it here. I don't want to have to shop, you know,
okay,
everywhere
else. So let's talk a little bit about apple. In fact, you brought out 3 apples here, and I'm going to... Wow. That is one awesome apple.
Yeah, so that's
you're not going to find this in Walmart or any super center or grocery store. This is a great apple.
That's very fresh. That was just picked last night or the night before. So, yep, that's a Macintosh apple, and they're just coming on just this week. So
I am very sorry for my crunching people, but this is awesome. I'm telling you, one of the best apples I've ever put in my mouth, and it's crunchy and juicy. I hope I'm making you hungry. You want to come out to Hillside Acres. Okay, so I just bit into a Macintosh apple. Mm-hmm. I've got 2 other apples here. Tell me a little bit about all the varieties you're going to offer out here at Hillside.
Okay, so right now what I brought out what we have out in our orchard and what's ripe. So the McIntosh just came on. The Galas is the other one right there.
That and it's a little small red apple.
It's
very
a little bit
red.
Smaller. Yep, and it is red. It came on about 2 or 3 weeks ago, or maybe
sweet.
A little bit earlier.
Would it be sweet?
It is. Yep. Okay. And it's a good universal apple. Actually, it's the apple of the year this year, is what they say. So
and it's called the.
It's called a Gala.
Gala. Okay. Yep. Great. And so then, at your next Gala, you should have the Gala apple.
Yeah. Right?
There you go.
There you go. And then the other one here is called a Molly Delicious, and it's out there as well. And it was an earlier one. We ended up picking all them, so those aren't available for you pick, but we have lots and lots of them back in the cooler, and they freshen up. I mean, even being in the cooler, they stay fresh, and that's a little bit more tart apple as
okay.
well. It's a little bigger, and it's really good as well.
One of the things that I noticed about just the three apples here that you shared with me, there's no black marks, there's no bruising, there is no scarred or marred areas on the apples. I mean, they're really clean, crisp, and I really appreciate that, because so often you go into a store and you try to find this and you're like, you know how many people's handled them and
yeah.
all of this stuff, but this is something that with at least two of these varieties you can pick right here.
Absolutely.
Right off the tree.
Yep, right off the tree.
Wow.
Yep, we offer the U-Pick, and so we've got some apple pickers out there in the orchard. We have a trail going out there that you can walk, or we have a hayride that you can get out there with. And there's some apple pickers out there. Kids that have come so far this year have loved using them things and picking the apples out of the tops of the trees, you know, that they can't reach. And so they have a lot of fun doing that. So it's been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of encouragement from the community, the people that have come out, and especially the people that are from this area that knew about Skiles Market before. They're super glad that it opened back up again, and the new ideas, and so we're trying to accommodate their needs too.
When you're talking about new ideas, so what would be some of those new ideas that you're wanting to incorporate? I mean, you talk about the apple picking and the U-Pick. Those are great things, and we're going to talk more about hours and how people can access your Facebook and all that, but what are some of the new things that you're looking for doing?
Basically, we wanted to get a year under our belts and kind of see how the community reacted and how well it takes off. And it probably will take a couple years, but hopefully we can get our name out there. And so the whole U-Pick is a newer trend, I would say. I talked to the previous owner the other day, and they had considered it at one time, but they had just decided that they were getting old enough, they were going to just go ahead and sell out. And so the whole U-Pick thing is new. The U-Pick pumpkins have been around for a little bit longer than that. We wanted to incorporate that. And then basically just a fun fall place for families to come, you know, with young kids. And we have some activities in the back where you go out, you come in the market and you go out the back. And that's where the hayride tractors are. We offer a hayride as well. You can take the hayride to the pumpkin patch or just a normal 15-minute hayride. It goes, we have got a couple ponds back there. It goes in between and through the woods, and so that's hopefully kids will like doing that. We've had a lot of little kids come in that have liked it already. As far as other things, we just have little activities out in the back where those tractors are. We got there's a corn box that seems to be a hit. Just little kids' activities, and then as far as the future, it seems like every week, so we close down for the first part of the week, and we're coming up with new ideas to put out there. And we basically just want to make it a fun fall family activity for them to come out and bring their kids. And we got picnic tables out there. We offer apple cider slushies and peach slushies right now. And people will come in and get them and go out and hang out and just spend a couple hours here and on a Saturday and have a good time.
So
that's
kind
of our goal.
What apple are you making the slushies out of?
It just actually comes from apple cider.
Okay, apple cider. Yep. So you're just getting the apple cider. Is that from here? Are you making
right now,
it here?
Right now, it's a local orchard
yep.
that makes the cider, and we're buying it. And we actually sell apple cider here as well.
Uh-huh.
In the future, we are planning on pressing our own
good
cider.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
The apple cider's good stuff. And I tell you, folks, this apple has been delicious. I'm not going to bite into it any longer until I get done with this interview, but I guarantee you, as soon as we wrap this thing up, I'll be finishing this. This will be my lunch today. You know, when you talk about, you know, all of these activities that you've got going on, Caleb, the thing that really stands out to me is your enthusiasm, your youth, your desire to do this thing and do it right, and really to make this a family-friendly place. Because in rural, especially America, but in Indiana especially, we have less and less things to do. I mean, you know, communities like Frankfort, communities, well, all over, you know, lose their movie theaters or whatever the case may be because of the urban growth that goes on in the larger cities. And we're close enough to Lafayette and Kokomo and Indianapolis, so a lot of people go do that. But this is a different form of entertainment. This is not sitting in a movie theater chomping on some buttery popcorn. This is you're actually getting involved, and there's activity, and you're learning, because I'm sure you're teaching these kids and teaching people and families that this is where the apples come from. They don't come from just a supermarket, right?
Yep.
And most people think, I mean, a lot of young people think that's where the food comes from.
Yep.
They just, some guy brings it out from out back. Well, where's out back? Well, out back is really Hillside Acres.
Yeah, and it is amazing. We'll have people from Lafayette stop in, you know, and their kids have never been out in an orchard or, you know, on a little farm, and they just love it. I mean, the kids' enthusiasm, and that's what we want to see. That's what encourages us to keep going, you know. This is like you said, this is all brand new to us. I don't know, you know, a ton about apples yet, but this summer I've learned a lot, you know, and I'll continue to learn. And like the previous owner says, you just never stop learning, and you know, different things develop, and from, you know, how to thin the trees to how to prune them. I mean, everything. There's so much that goes into it that I didn't even know about.
Right.
But it's been a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun, especially when you see the end product. You know,
this was
the first year that I seen from when we trimmed the trees last fall and through the winter until, you know, they start coming on and we start spraying them. And you, like we were talking earlier, you do have apples out there with spots on them and that you pick around, or they're still good. You know, they just have a little blemish on them here and there. But trying to get that perfect apple, that challenge is going to be a lot of fun. And
it's already been
a lot of fun. So
when you think about you know, this venture, and you're only a month in, but you keep telling me that, you know, this has kind of been fun, and this has been, but it's so different than the mass production of corn and soybean production that you and your family's been used to. What's been the biggest challenge? What are the biggest surprise?
So the pumpkins were a little of a challenge too. I didn't know anything about them either, and they're a little hard to take care of.
A little heavier.
Yeah, they are. A little heavier than an apple. But just as far as keeping the bugs out of them and keeping the disease, they really like to get, I mean, it's pretty easy for them to get diseases. But that's been a challenge. And then, I don't know, we don't know, our family don't know anything about markets, you know, opening up. So from like setting our prices to figuring out what we're going to put in the market, that's all been a little bit of a challenge. And I just hope the community can understand that we are very new to this, and we appreciate everybody's support, and then we appreciate everybody's advice. I mean, any advice we can get, we already have gotten some, and I love that, because then we can, you know how to improve, and hopefully, you know, keep them coming back, and that's what we want. So as far as the biggest challenge, it's probably been stuff here in the market. I've really enjoyed the apples, spraying them. The pumpkins were a little bit of a challenge getting them ready and on time. They're a little bit early this year. I think this weekend we're actually going to open up the U-Pick pumpkin patch, which is a little bit early, but because of the rainy weather that we had in August, it kind of sped up the process. And so we'll open it up a little bit early, and hopefully there's enough new blooms out there, we can keep them throughout the whole season until the end of October, but we'll see.
Well, and weather has such a big, important part in all of this, and how that works. And you got to work around the weather, because you never know what the weather's going to be. You've had to deal that with it in agriculture, though, before. You have to kind of figure that into the equation. But I think something else that's of note in agriculture, probably more than any industry, you mentioned earlier about education and learning and always learning, and Mr. Skiles saying that you're always learning something.
Yep.
that's kind of really the business of agriculture, because you do the same thing in soybean and corn.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a constant learning curve. I mean, you guys, you know, it's the old days of going out there with the horse and the mule and a two-row plow, and you know, that's changed. It's we got GPS, we've got technology that's driving tractors, and you've got planters that've got sensors on them and sensing the temperature of the ground, the moisture of the ground. It's a pretty amazing world that we live in as far as agriculture.
It is, yeah. And like you said, it's always changing. And even in a small orchard in pumpkins, it's amazing to me how many different ideas there are, and so much research goes into it that I didn't even realize, you know, before we got into this. And so I'm sure our time doing this, it'll change a lot, and hopefully we can be on top of the technology and be able to produce, you know, the best fruit that we can. So,
well, you're a young guy, and you're so I'm sure you're pretty familiar with technology. So technology is not going to scare you. I mean,
not really. I'm okay. I like learning, and so you know, it don't hurt me at all to sit in a class and learn as much as I can about something, that especially if I have an interest in it. That's always been a big thing for me. School wasn't always terribly easy, but I'm finding out that since I'm out of school and stuff, when I have an interest in something, it's obviously a lot easier to learn about it. And so taking an interest in these apples and pumpkins and learn as much as I can this summer has been fun. So no, as far as new technology, that don't really
scare me. And you grew up in this area, so you went to Rossville?
I actually went to a private school.
Okay,
local here.
Yeah. Okay, so you grew up in this area,
I did,
and you've been educated in this area, so you know a little bit about the backwoods of this area, and know a little bit about hillside acres for sure.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about, we talked about a little bit some of the ideas that you have for the future. What's your vision for Hillside Acres? I mean, we know some of the things you want to implement, but what's your vision? If you could have a 1 year, 5 year, 10 year vision of where you would see Hillside Acres over the next year, 5 years, 10 years, what would it look like?
So, I mean, I obviously on social media follow some of the people that are doing this and have been doing it for a long time, and it kind of helps to you can kind of maybe envision it here, like a corn maze and something like we were talking about. Exploration Acres and some of them places that have the big
dull
corn mazes,
trees,
dull tree farms. Yeah. They so following all them on social media, and hopefully I get a chance to talk to them guys and see how they do it someday. But probably just keep, growing on the activities, and you know, if the apples take off, plant some more apple trees, and hopefully just different stuff like that. I don't know as far as different produce what the future looks like. I think the plan now is just to take it the first year and then 1 year at a time. And then any comments that we get from the community, I really appreciate. And maybe we'll decide to take off on something. But as far as like a 5 year plan, we don't really have exactly what we'd want. Yeah. But I would just like to see it continue to grow and more people to come out and enjoy the scenery out here. It's pretty neat out back.
It's beautiful.
Just making it a place like I mentioned earlier for. Families to come out in the fall and enjoy the country.
And that's why I wanted to come out here to do the interview, because I wanted to see things firsthand, and boy, great to be able to come and not only see things but taste things firsthand. How involved is your family? I mean, Brother Laban is here, but how involved is the rest of your family? Are they all excited and supportive and ready
to
go?
They are, yeah. So I'm married to my wife, Bethany, and then we have a three-year-old daughter, Audra. And they're very involved. My wife does all the social media stuff, and she's learning about marketing as well too on social media, and hopefully we'll get better at that as time goes on too. I have three brothers. My youngest brother, who's here right now, and then I have another brother that is kind of involved with me and his wife, and then my parents own the property, and so they're involved that way as well, and then. My third brother, he is in medical school right now, so he's really busy. Him and his wife have helped out a little bit, so the whole family's involved, but he obviously don't have as much time right now.
No, medical school, he's probably a full-time student right now,
dealing
with all the things that he's got to deal with. You know, and you think about medical school, you think about that education and all what it takes, but again, you've got to learn so much, and you have a window of time to learn that, because
right.
people expect you to know mm-hmm. and what's going on and how they should handle this pumpkin or this apple. I'm going to ask you a question about some of this. What's the best apple for baking? Do you know that yet?
Yeah.
Some guy like me is going to ask you that.
So. And people already have. It's interesting because okay. We'll have older ladies come in.
Because you know Thanksgiving is coming up.
I know. And it's funny because everybody has a different preference. Some people think the Galas are good. A lot of people like the Macintosh for applesauce. But the Gala is all around a good eating. It's a good baking. It's a universal apple.
Yeah.
So, and then these Molly Delicious, there's really no...
A little more tart.
They're a little bit more tart, and there's really no Molly Delicious in this area is what I'm finding out, which is interesting to me because I didn't know much about them.
Is it because of the different kind of soil or something, a different climate?
I don't think it's necessarily that. I think it's just it's an older apple, and it's interesting because the older people that come in know about it and want it.
I never had heard of it.
Yeah, I had never heard of it, no. Yeah. But they knew that it was here, and so they're glad to see that we have them here.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of the other apples that you mentioned, but when you mentioned the Molly apple, I had not heard of that. I thought maybe that was a specialty here, but it's been around for a long time.
Apparently it has, yeah.
Wow.
So again, we're learning about all this stuff as we go, too, so it's pretty interesting. And then, I don't know if we've talked about it, we do offer a few other varieties that we bring in from local orchards. We have Ginger Gold right now, which is a green apple, and it's more of it's sweeter as well. It don't have as much tart to it. We have Zester, which I think compares to like a Honeycrisp.
Yeah.
Honeycrisp is a favorite.
Yeah.
We did get some early Honeycrisp in. They're actually gone now because it's a favorite. They'll be hopefully coming in next week is when we'll get some more of them in. So we do have we offer a few different varieties that we don't have out here that people come in and just that don't want a U-pick or don't have time.
My Macintosh was fantastic. Now, I will tell you, other U-pick things you're going to possibly do. I know there's blueberries, strawberries, and my Lord, there's all kinds of berries. There's a variety of things. You think you'll get into that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know that. We'll take that a year
one
at
day
time.
At a time.
Yeah.
And then, of course, then if you're going to do berries, you might as well go to the wine, you know, and
I
have
know.
A vineyard.
Yeah, that's another thing that we're learning. There's so many different opportunities that we have.
Yeah.
It's like we got to decide, you know, what we're going to do. And, you know, I want to do the best at whatever we do. And so, you know, I don't want to get so much stuff that we can't handle it either. I mean, if we just take on one thing at a time and try to do the best at it, that's our goal.
Well, I think offering a family-friendly entertainment venue to come out and to grab something that the good Lord's earth has produced is really opportunity for good growth in your business. But it's just a great amenity that we have here again in Clinton County. And it's just a little north of Frankfort, folks, just a little west of Rossville, right off of 600 West, right?
Yep,
County
correct.
Road 600 West,
yep.
About a mile or so,
yep.
A little mile and a half maybe, down the road off of 600 West. And you'll see the sign, Hillside Acres.
Yep.
And they can follow you on Facebook.
Yep, Facebook and Instagram. We're always updating just about every day. So if you jump on there and want to know what apples we're picking that weekend or if pumpkins are going or what the hayrides are all about, type in Hillside Acres on Instagram or Facebook.
And you're open Thursday?
We're open Thursday, Friday, Saturday right now, and we're open from 9 to 6.
Okay, and you can come in if you don't want to go pick apples.
Absolutely.
Say you're lazy like me, you just want to come in and buy some and or chomp on a few, you can do that.
Absolutely. Yep, we also offer, like I mentioned earlier, the slushies. We have some different jams. We have some honey.
Oh, my jams.
We got some fresh flowers in here that the ladies are liking. We got different gourds and the mini pumpkins right now that are available, and there's a few other things.
I would come in and get some jam and then head on back to the flour mill bakery and get me some good baked goods, and I'd
Absolutely.
Have my meal for the rest of the rest of the day or the rest of the week, that's
Absolutely.
For sure. I mean, some good eating around here in Clinton County. Folks, I don't think people realize just how great we have it here in Clinton County with all of our folks that are in agribusiness and the things that we grow, from corn, from soybean, so many other things, even wheat. I mean, there's so many things that are grown here in Clinton County.
Oh, yeah.
Great soil
yeah.
in Clinton County. And now another venue to pick your pumpkin or your apple and maybe even more stuff and a lot of fun things to do out here at Hillside Acres, 600 County Road 600 West. just a little west of Rossville and about 10 miles north of Frankfort. Caleb, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Hey, it's a real blessing to see this happening. We wish you all the best and only hope for good things in the future.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Well, hey, we're out here at Hillside Acres. We invite you to come out to Hillside Acres. Beautiful scenery, beautiful place. You heard Caleb talk about the hay rides and all of that. All that is available Thursday through Saturday right out here at Hillside Acres. That's going to wrap it up for another edition of E-Factor. And I want to remind you, as we do every week, you may be the E-Factor in someone's life. You may be the empowerment, the encouragement. Get out and engage in people's lives and make sure you are the hope. Maybe you're the answered prayer in someone's life. We hope to see you next time. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.